A report published today shows the impact of Brexit border controls since January of this year on Dublin Port, with container traffic to and from Great Britain down by over a fifth, while traffic to ports on the continent is up by over a third. The volume of traffic through the port in the first 9 months of this year is down 3.3% compared to the same period last year. However, container traffic was down just 0.5%. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
The impact of Brexit is becoming clearer on trading patterns at Dublin Port. In the first 9 months of this year, compared to the same period last year, traffic to and from British ports like Holyhead and Liverpool was down 21.2%. Conversely, traffic to and from continental ports like Cherbourg and Rotterdam was up 36.3%. Container traffic from the UK now accounts for just over half of all traffic. Pre-Brexit, that was almost two-thirds. Containers arriving from the UK are less full, something the port puts down to the removal of the benefits of the single market, which made mixing loads easier. And the displacement of traffic to ports in Northern Ireland is now a permanent feature. Also, there has been a reduction in the number of containers that are accompanied by drivers, something the port describes as bad news for its capacity.
The United Nations Environment Programme has warned that plans to cut carbon emissions fall far short of what's needed to avert dangerous climate change. Just days before the COP26 summit in Glasgow, it says national pledges will fail to keep global temperature increases under 1.5 degrees Celsius this century. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, says time is running out.
Less than 1 week before COP26 in Glasgow, we are still on track for climate catastrophe. The 2021 emissions gap report shows that with the present nationally determined contributions and other firm commitments of countries around the world, we are indeed on track for a catastrophic global temperature rise of around 2.7 degrees Celsius.
An independent medical panel in the United States has recommended the use of the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children aged between 5 and 11. The panel, which advises the US public health regulator, said the benefits far outweigh the risks. It could be given emergency authorization within days. The United States has revoked China Telecom's license to operate in the country, citing national security concerns. China Telecom is the largest Chinese telecommunications company and has authorization to provide telecommunications services for nearly 20 years in the United States. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission said Beijing's ownership and control of the company gives it the opportunity to engage in espionage and other harmful activities against the United States. It has been given 60 days to end its U.S. operations. The company says it will pursue all available options. The Football Association of Ireland has acknowledged that tickets for next month's World Cup fixture between the Republic of Ireland and Portugal at the Aviva Stadium are being sold online at inflated prices. The FAI has warned fans who buy tickets from a third-party website or any unauthorised seller that they risk not receiving a ticket at all, or being denied entry with an invalid ticket. Following the easing of government guidelines on attendances at sporting events, the association says the game is a sellout, with over 51,000 fans expected to attend. On this programme, Sinn Féin spokesperson for Enterprise, Trade and Employment Louise O'Reilly said recently enacted ticket-touting legislation should have been used to protect fans.
It's not simply a case that that we can put all of the blame onto the venues and onto the organisers. Clearly, the FAI knew that this was going to happen. They absolutely should have applied to be designated. But there is a section in the legislation that allows for the government to be proactive about this. The fans have been let down, not just because the FAI have allowed this to happen, but they've been let down because the government allowed this to happen.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Mostly cloudy this morning with spells of heavy rain in many areas with localised flooding. Becoming drier and brighter across the west and north during the afternoon with showers. Windy with highest temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. There's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force at times on Irish coastal waters from Belfast Lough to Cairnsore Point to Mizzen Head and on the Irish Sea.